Neon Inkwell.
That's incredible.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Rusty Quill presents. Of That Colossal Wreck. Episode 2. Boundless and Bare.
And
do you need us to get it the rest of the way?
Well, it's already wide enough to crawl under.
No, it's fine. Riley, could you grab that? Yep, that's it. Got it.
Wow.
It's huge.
Levi, what'd you make that? A mile? Two?
2 miles, I think. Reminds me of a parade ground. We're supposed to come here when we wake up. All of us. A whole generation. We line up here.
And the commander gives us our instructions. Tells us what to do.
It's just us.
Yeah.
And everything's broken.
Not everything. Most of the lights are still on. And we can still breathe, still walk. We're not floating frozen in the vacuum of space, so most of the station's vital systems are still working. That's got to be worth something.
Maybe, but it doesn't tell us much. This place was designed to be completely self-sustaining, to run autonomously for thousands, millions of years.
Until it was needed.
So how long do you think it's been?
Since we woke up, or since the station was activated.
Well, how would we measure either?
I'd say that's a pretty good indicator of how long we've been awake.
I can't exactly say I'm looking forward to crossing the parade ground on an empty stomach.
Crossing it might not actually be the best idea just yet.
Why not?
Look, lining this whole wall. Doors. Just like this one, which takes us down to where we woke up. That room could have held, what, 50 people? 60? Not enough to fill this whole space.
Do you think these doors led to more places like that? More people?
I don't know about people, but ours clearly had supplies in it at one point. Food, water, additional clothing.
So some of the other rooms might still be fully stocked.
Exactly.
And if we're lucky, they won't even be on fire.
Not funny, Riley. You remember the door opening procedure I showed you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay then. You, Levi and Luna, start working your way left. Zach and I will take the right. We'll regroup here if we find anything.
Are you sure? If it's all the same to you, I should probably keep an eye on Luna. She...
Don't worry, Zach. It's okay. I'm doing much better.
You're feeling all right?
I'm feeling like an artificially grown person waking up on a broken space station. So not amazing. But there's no more dizziness.
Right. Well.
I'll manage.
Okay. Meet back here when we find food.
What if we don't find any?
Then I guess we meet back here when we give up. Come on.
Right. Where did you find the storage area when we woke up?
Along the back wall. Here, I'll show you. They're not exactly hidden, but you need to know what to look for. No pods. You think that's a good sign?
Probably. If this room's never been used, it might still have all its original stores.
Let's hope so. Right, see this here? It's actually a handle. If you just grip it and...
Empty.
That might be a good sign.
How is a complete lack of food a good sign?
Well, that might mean someone else has already taken it.
So maybe there are other people already awake.
We might not be quite as alone as we thought.
Well?
No sign of them. Whoever was in here, they're long gone.
Do we know when they would have woken up?
It doesn't seem recent.
No. All the readouts are dead. Looks like none of them have had power for a long time.
So we definitely weren't the first to wake up.
Hey, careful!
Levi, are you all right?
Do you remember last time when one of those things caught on fire?
None of this makes any damn sense! We're supposed to wake up together, all of us!
Maybe the system decided to stagger it.
No, it wouldn't work like that. There are meant to be thousands of us, hundreds of thousands, all at once. You can't rebuild civilization with 50 people.
Or five.
Assuming we want to rebuild it at all.
What, you don't think humanity's worth continuing?
I don't know. I've never seen it. Neither have you. We're less than a day old, Levi. Besides, if this place is built on the assumption that, statistically, human civilization would eventually become extinct, then surely the same thing is true of anything they built?
Maybe they expected us to build a space station like this of our own.
Everything ends.
Look, I don't know what to tell you. We're meant to have a job, a purpose. We're meant to all be together.
He's right, Luna. I feel it too. Though I guess I don't know if that's just what I've been programmed to believe.
We're not computers, Riley. We're people. We haven't been programmed to believe anything.
But we have been designed.
You know what? Let's drop it, okay? I'm sorry. We're all tired, hungry, and stressed. Whatever we think about our existence, we certainly weren't supposed to come into this world like this. Let's just keep looking. Luna, did you find those storage spaces Mira was talking about?
One of them, full of empty water bottles and old wrappers. Some kind of rations, they look like. Anything that wasn't already consumed looks like it was taken.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's have another look. It's possible that, well, there are a few more cupboards like it here, and maybe one of them hasn't been picked clean. If not, we try another chamber.
Right.
Levi?
Yeah?
What if we missed it? What if everybody else did wake up, and they met the commander and took off to rebuild on some distant world? What if we've been left behind?
It's possible, I guess. But we don't know anything for sure yet, so there's no point jumping to conclusions. For the moment, We just need to make sure we stick together and look out for each other. Because one way or another, something really doesn't seem right here.
Well?
Well, what? It's blood.
I can see that. Is it human?
Probably.
Aren't you a doctor?
First off, technically I'm not a doctor, as I have no actual qualifications. Second, even if I was, I'd have no way to test this blood. And third, I don't know if there are any other creatures on this station that bleed. Certainly none that would be in these human-sized stasis pods. So yeah, it's probably human blood.
You need to calm down, Zach.
Mira? Considering the situation, I would say that I am remarkably calm.
How old is it?
Old.
Anything more specific?
Only that no one could lose this much blood and live.
And that's the same with the other pots?
I haven't examined them in detail, but I guess so. Whatever happened here, I don't think there were any survivors. Do you think it was some sort of malfunction?
I think that most of these lids have been smashed in from the outside, and this one was torn off its hinges.
So, no way it could have been an accident.
No. Where are the bodies? Have they been taken somewhere?
Maybe something happened to them. But
what are you thinking?
I don't know. And I don't want to think about it anymore, because thinking about it scares the shit out of me. I think whatever happened to smash 50 stasis pods and reduce their occupants to bloody smears is something we should be moving away from as soon as possible.
No drag marks through the blood. If they were taken, then they must have been carried.
Mira! Can we go, please?
We still need to check the stores.
You want to eat anything that's been in here?
All the other compartments we opened were pressurized and sealed. There's no reason to assume it'd be contaminated.
Fine. But I think it's a complete wasted.
Looks like you weren't the only one too squeamish to go looking for supplies in here.
This could last us for weeks. Months, if we're careful.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Load up what you can and let's go and find the others.
You got it. And Mira?
We'll find another room to eat in.
Thanks.
This is what you meant by food.
Good enough for me. I'm starving.
What do they taste like?
I don't know. I haven't eaten one yet.
Oh.
But I imagine they taste like they were designed to remain edible for many thousands of years.
Edible is a very broad term.
They're what we've got.
I know. What flavour have you got, Luna? Mine claims to be curry.
It says it's chicken.
Do you even know what chicken tastes like?
I remember what a chicken is. But no, I don't think I have a sense memory of the taste. Maybe that means I never ate one. Or, well, whoever I'm made of never ate one. I sort of hope not. I don't really like the thought of eating a chicken.
Here, I've got tomato. You can swap if you like, then you don't have to think about it.
Thanks.
You know, I don't think I remember what anything tastes like. From before I woke up, at least. This is technically the first thing I've ever eaten. Lucky me.
Odd, isn't it? Humankind went to the stars, built a civilization powerful enough to construct this place, and through it all, the concepts of chicken and curry and tomato remained.
Well, the terms did. Who knows if what we think these words mean is anything like what they might once have meant on Earth.
You know much about Earth?
No, not really. I don't have much actual information about humanity's history or the people who built this place. I know we originally came from a place called Earth. I can see it in my mind. Blue and green and fragile. I can see snapshots of different places, but no details. Kind of like blurred out backgrounds.
Maybe the commander can tell us more.
Or maybe the station's builders knew that by the time we woke up, whatever specifics we remembered would be long gone. Maybe they didn't want us to wake up grieving.
Then they failed. We're awake, which means everyone like us is dead. Maybe I don't know the names or the places or cultures. They're gone. I feel it. It's part of who... part of what we are.
Yeah, I guess so. Can't sleep?
No. Feels too exposed here. All that wide open space stretching out.
Maybe. But I think we're all a bit uneasy with the awakening rooms right now. Just try to think of it as like a wide open sky.
It's just a ceiling.
Closest any of us are going to get for a long time. Maybe ever.
Maybe. Guess you're right. Don't exactly want to be sleeping near all those pods right now.
Mm. Those broken ones Zach was talking about, with all the blood, was it as bad as he made out?
Worse. You hear it too, don't you?
Yep. It's been coming on and off since we woke up.
I was hoping it was some kind of machine or mechanism or... I don't know.
Doesn't sound mechanical to me.
Me neither. You think it might be other people?
No. I do not... You sure you want to cross the parade grounds when everyone's away?
We're not going to find the commander picking through hundreds of wake-up rooms. If they're out there, it'll be on the other side. In the rest of the station.
Be good if we could find the map.
Could have at least given us a memory of the layout.
Maybe one of the others would have had one. There were meant to be more of us.
I know. Get some sleep, Levi.
Would it not have made more sense to stick to the walls?
It would have taken a lot longer.
Twice as long. Maybe more, depending on where we were on the back wall. Still, it does feel a bit vulnerable.
I prefer it to the cramped corridors. Feels like I can breathe a bit more. Even if we are kind of overloaded.
We don't know when we'll next find supplies.
True enough. Are we there yet?
Yeah, I don't even know how long we've been walking.
Hard to tell in a space this big. When everything looks identical. Could be 10 minutes, could be an hour.
Nah, just want to know what my chances are of dying from boredom.
Pretty high. But don't worry, I'm a doctor. I'll let you know the moment it happens.
Come on. We can't stop every time we hear it.
It's closer. We're going towards it.
Well, that's good news. Closer to solving the mystery.
Sure.
Whatever it is, we'll deal with it. Let's keep walking.
Is it just me or is it colder in here?
It's not just you. Definitely chillier.
Something wrong with the life support system, maybe?
I choose to take it as a good thing.
How did you figure?
We've been wandering identical corridors on the same level since we got off the parade grounds. Now we get up a few floors and things look different. They feel different.
Change isn't always progress.
I'll take it anyway.
Is there any way to get the lights a bit brighter?
Maybe. I think that's a service hatch just there. Riley, give me a hand.
What's wrong?
There's, a lot of the stuff in here is broken.
That's not broken, that's smashed.
Hold on. I think the lighting circuit is still... 1 second.
Oh.
What the hell is that stuff?
I saw a bit of it back near our old rooms. Nothing like this much, though.
Yeah. Looks organic. Like some sort of amber or soft resin. Luna, don't touch it.
It's sticky. Like tree sap. Oh, cold.
Could this be why the temperature is so low here?
That and the heating circuits have been ripped out.
Given that it seems to be in pretty much every direction, I might suggest we go back down.
I'll take identical corridors over this.
Yeah, I think...
Come on, let's...
No! Don't move. Look.
Hilda? What do we do?
That Colossal Wreck is a Neon Inkwell podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. The series is written and created by Sasha Sienna and Jonathan Sims and directed by Maximilian John. A full list of credits is available in the show notes and the concluding episode.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.